Welcome everybody, Shir number 1238. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv, Ben Rabbanan Zisa Lila Nishmas Blima Basram Moshe, Lerufur Shalem Aleya Bas Cyril, and Lerufur Shalem Yehudis Chava Bas Libar Nina. Getting back to our Malacha of Chayresh plowing. Okay, so I just want to mention one thing interesting I saw in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos in reference to. We spoke about if somebody, so we established the fact if the general houses inside and sometimes outside also that have pavement and that have wooden hard grounds and so on, in general, is not a problem sweeping. But we said on a dirt floor, that is problematic. So if somebody has a yard, right, somebody has a yard or a driveway or these type of things, and it's taka dirt, it's a dirt ground, so then over there one cannot sweep. So we did mention a short while ago in reference to telling a goy to sweep is not a problem, even on a dirt ground, because of the fact that it is a psikresha. Inevitably, they will, it's a psikresha. In other words, what's the problem over here? The person just wants to sweep. He wants to clean up the backyard. That's all, right? He wants to sweep the dirt. But the question is, inevitably, they're going to fill up holes. They're going to knock down mounds and so on. So that's why it's a problem. But when it comes to a guy, we said in general, psikresha does not apply. So interesting to note, the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos brings down on page Tuf Nun. Now a Simon Shin Lamed Zayin. At the end of Ois Zayin, he says, Validei any Yehudi's Mutter. Through a guy, one is allowed to, in other words, somebody wants to, they have somebody, a guy should work, and also a person who does cleans up, right, a maid, a live-in maid, whatever the case might be. Many times people have a goyisha, helper, and sometimes they're there on Shabbos, but one has to be careful. There's various different things that they can't do. But the regular general work, regular cleanup, let's put it like that, cleaning off the table, possibly washing the dishes, goy and these type of things, in general would be okay, as long as the dishes you need for now, sweeping the floor, the general cleanup things, and especially if it's something that a Jewish person could do, then for sure the goy could do. Even though they might do it in a way that's better for them, that's not allowed to be done by a Jewish person, but if the guy does like that, so then we leave them. And with the dishes, like I said, if somebody needs the dishes for Shabbos and so on. Okay. But now when it comes to a dirt floor, so he says, Validei Eina Yehudi, says a psikreshes, Mutta b'chol inyan l'chabed, you're allowed to tell the a guy to sweep the floor, no problem, whether it's a dirt ground, whether it's a regular ground. He says, even in places whereby it's not, the ground is not a hard ground, it's a dirt ground, right? Like the yard, let's say on Sukkot, just to give an example, right? You have yes, the lady, the maid or whatever the case is, or the shifcha, you ask her to please just sweep up. It's a dirt ground because there's a mess over there from Sukkot, so she asks her to sweep up. So she's sweeping up, fine. So we said it's a psikresha, so it's fine. So he said, but if there's noticeable, holes in the ground or mounds on the ground. In other words, if it's a type of a ground with taka, there's bumps, and you can see that there's bumps or holes or whatever. And now what's going to happen is what the problem he's explaining is the goyish worker, the goyish maid or whatever it is now going to sweep, and she'll see, well, one second, there's a hole in the ground over here, there's a hole in the ground over there, it'll look good on my cheshbon, if you want to call it. I'll fill up this hole while I'm sweeping, I'll fill up that hole, and then, oh, so now it comes out, or I'll knock down I'll flatten out the ground for the person I work for, if the guy says that and has it in mind. So in other words, now it comes out that she's doing it with a kavana. That's the problem. Now the guy is doing is filling up the hole or knocking down the ground or straightening out the earth on the floor in the backyard or whatever by the sukkah, and she's doing it on purpose with a kavana, so now it becomes a problem, because now it's becoming a question of amir lakum. In other words, the guy is now doing something for the Jewish person which is not allowed to be done. And that's a shvus, that's also midrabanan, obviously. So he says, interesting, and it's going to be good for the balabas, in other words, the homeowner who asked this guy to sweep up, it's good for them to fix up the ground, right? So, and the guy is doing it with a kavana to do it, not when she's sweeping. In other words, when the goyish person is sweeping, and they're sweeping, so it happened to be that some dirt fell in a hole, big deal. But they're sweeping. That's all they want to do is sweep. They couldn't care less about a hole. So that's what we call psikresha. By a guy is okay, by a Jewish person is not. But if the guy has kavana to fix the ground, like as they're sweeping, yeah, I'll throw some dirt here and it's a good thing, you know, I'll fix up the ground while I'm at it, that's a problem. So he says the only way, if somebody has holes and bumps and so on such a ground, right, I guess where it's a little bit more noticeable, if it's just tama dirt ground and you don't, there's nothing really there, it's just plain dirt, so by a Jewish person, we can't do it, but by a guy, they could do it, but if it's more of a noticeable type of a thing, you have gumois, he says, and gavshushes, in other words, mounds and holes or whatever, and it'll be good for the Jewish person. Now, the guy is going to have it in mind, and as they're sweeping, they're going to fix it up, so then he says, I have to be careful, yeshlam noyim loyim loy, in other words, not to tell the guy, then you shouldn't bedafka tell the guy to go ahead and sweep, unless elaim kein yesh tzarech mitzvah or choli, unless it's in a case in time of a mitzvah, let's say possibly somebody needs to eat in their sukkah, let's say, for example, right, and it's just the floor is dirty, we can't go in there, it's a mess, you know, so okay, so it's a makam mitzvah, a choli, or in a case in time of a sick person, not makam sakana, but the she'en by sakana, but even without the, so by the choli, by a sick person, we say by if it's a makam she'en by sakana, so then we could tell the guy anyways. But when it's a makam mitzvah, so then we have what's called shvus de shvus, but makam mitzvah, so it's a mitzvah, and one the rabbanon is telling the guy to sweep up, and even though he's going to fill up the, as he's doing, he might fill up the ground, he might knock down the whatever, you know, the bumps on the ground, but it's a makam mitzvah, so we say shvus de shvus, we tell, you're allowed to tell a guy to do something in a case of a, in a case of a mitzvah, when needed, we'll try and get into that when we talk about the halachas of Amir La'akim. So the bottom line is, just to make a long story short, but makam mitzvah will be allowed in such a case, makam choli will be allowed in such a case. So the bottom line is, somebody has a, there's a dirt ground, so if it's a regular floor ground, pavement, wood, whatever, so then there's no question. Not only a guy could do it, but a Jewish person, we said, also could do it, right? But now the question is, I have a dirt ground, so if it's a regular plain dirt ground, whatever, so then a Jewish person can do it, but the guy, fine, we said, no problem. But if it's a type of a ground where, like we said, there's various, some holes, and it's not so straight, and it's lemaisa, the guy's gonna, you know, fix it up while he's sweeping with a kavana. That type of a ground, that type of a backyard. Sometimes, you know, you have, a lot of times you'll go, people will see that they have, not so much in an alley, but sometimes in a backyard, they have, sometimes the ground is mamish, not in such great shape, you know what I mean? And sometimes the people make sukkahs over there, and just in general. And sometimes it's dirty, the kids were eating there, whatever, so a person wants the guy to go sweep up over there. And then you have sometimes where it's a dirt ground, right? It's a dirt ground, but it's basically straight. There's no issues of holes or bumps or whatever the case is. So then over there, to tell the guy is no problem. But if it's the type of a ground, like we said, with holes, bumps, these type of things, unless it's a makam mitzvah, makam chayli, one should be careful even by a case of a guy, because of the fact that we're afraid the guy is going to, just with kavanis, they're going to start filling up holes and so on as they're sweeping. But in case of a mitzvah, Shvus de Shvus, Makam Mitzvah, we said would be fine. Thank you for listening. Atzlachim Baruch Hakol Tov.